building code considers townhomes as single-family residential. The previous code referenced it in the commercial development. And so what we're looking to see if the board has interest in is that we would consider these residential, like the residential subdivisions, that, you know, which would allow them to not have to do the tree survey, et cetera.
This is Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County. This is going back a little bit to the talk about the land development code and a conversation they were having about townhomes. And it might not be the kind of thing you think about often, but I found it a very interesting conversation because townhomes sort of, and the like regulations surrounding them, the land development code issues surrounding them, to me sort of encapsulate the challenge you have in local government of striking that balance between land use efficiency, affordability, parking, street access, emergency access, kind of like the whole bundle. And you might think, well, how hard can it be to make a plan so that you can have townhomes? Well, I mean, complicated because, for example, how do you do parking for townhomes? You say, well, you know, don't townhomes typically have a garage? Yeah, typically. But where do people in Florida park? Not in their garage, right? Like, that's the challenge is, you know, you could say we've solved the parking issue because a townhome is sometimes going to be a single family, but sometimes it's going to be roommates. And if you got a three-bedroom townhome and you got three roommates, now you got three cars. Where do you put those three cars? Well, in the garage. Yeah, nobody parks in the garage. Okay, in the driveway. Short driveways for townhomes, right? Because you're trying to economize on space. Okay, well, they can park on the street. Where on the street? Well, you know, on the street. Well, how wide is that street? Well, I guess it's maybe not that wide. Yeah, and if you think about townhomes, how much curbing is there in a townhome subdivision? Oh, yeah, because I guess they're kind of like lots of driveways and packed in together. So where do you park? Well, how about offsite? Like, you know, down the end of the road, you have a parking lot. Well, again, that's my point. These are all challenges. So, Colton, right?
One of my big concerns is, you know, parking when it comes to townhome subdivisions. And then as long as we can ensure that there's the, you know, two parking places outside of the garage, because we know half the people fill up their garages with stuff, right? So even if you got a two-car garage,
more than half,
you know, I think we should require those two parking places in the driveway. So and possibly even maybe we talk about
that's if you have a two-car garage,
either prohibiting on-street parking or require minimum width of the roadway if we're going to allow on-street parking, so that we don't run in a situation of fire trucks and school buses not being able to get up and down the road.
Yeah, so, you know, if they're not parking in the garage, then they're on the driveway. And if they don't park in the driveway, or if they have too many cars, you know, let's say three, or they have a visitor, now they're parking on the street. Do you prohibit on-street parking? Do you allow it? And if you do allow it, not that much on-street parking for townhome neighborhoods because they're kind of packed together. But also, well, which side of the street? One side of the street? Both sides of the street? Now you're talking about a 25-foot street. In order to allow emergency vehicles, because you can't have so many cars that the fire trucks can't get through. And every foot of land that you take out of the basically the developer's acreage increases the cost of the project, right? Not just because you got to put asphalt down, but because that's land that can't then be developed into another home.
25 feet of asphalt.
25 feet of asphalt?
Yeah, it gives you about 9 divided by 3 somewhere in that area, you know, just gives you a place to park and 2 lanes of traffic.
So we still be able to get fire trucks down, still be able to get buses.
It's not going
to
be ideal, but yeah,
But
it's
wait.
Be tight.
But
so a minimum 25-foot asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay. That gives you 1 lane for parking, 9 feet. 1 lane for emergency vehicles, 16 feet, which is a state requirement.
That's Rebecca Jones, county engineer.
So you'd have to limit it to parking on one side of the street in order to make it work.
That's yeah, if you wanted to do both sides, then we need to get up to closer to 32, 34 feet of asphalt.
Yeah, because 25 plus 9 for another place to park the car. So that's 34 feet all of a sudden. And it seems like it wouldn't be that hard, but it is, because every little decision, every constraint you make to solve a problem, like, well, where do we have parking? Well, suddenly creates additional challenges. Sam Parker?
I feel like we're getting into very tricky territory when we talk about regulating parking on the road and life safety, because I wish there was a more eloquent way I could say this, but I'm just going to say it like it is. There ain't no enforcement on parking on the street.
You're not going to stop them if they do it.
I mean, that is, you can take that fantasy away.
Because what, the sheriff is going to go patrol townhomes to make sure they're parking appropriately? They've got time to do that.
The reality is if you think you're going to have our sheriff's department out there enforcing parking on the street issues, like, that just ain't going to happen. Let's just be honest there. It ain't going to happen in other counties either. Like, that's not a knock on our sheriff's office. It's just...
So people are going to do what they're going to do, and so you're going to have to build the street around what people are going to do. But again, that costs land, space, money, all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, Colton Wright says, well, I guess we just mandate that the roads are wide enough, and then they have to figure out the cost another way. But then that increases the cost per unit of the townhome. That makes it less affordable. You see the kind of the cascade of effects. And, you know, we're going to be dealing with this in Escambia County really soon, too, because if Commissioner Brigosh gets his way, we're going to have eventually maybe a committee of the whole. The one for this month was canceled again. That's over a year. We haven't had one. Committee of the whole is where they talk about just issues and they don't make votes and decisions, but they get together and haggle about these issues. One on parking, he said, and apartment complexes. So townhomes aren't apartments, but they're close enough. I would imagine they'll be talked about. So interesting challenge, interesting problem. I actually saw something I want to tell you about that might to some degree solve this issue. I don't want to say it's a universal, but it's something I saw that was interesting. I'll tell you about that in a second. Jake has traffic on the fives.
Everything's looking good so far this morning. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Highway 90 through Milton and Pace is looking good as well. Remember, we've got that traffic usually going to start around this time in the Tiger Point area, so just use caution through there with all that construction. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So, interestingly, thinking about this, it's funny how sometimes you... people have often said, like, when you go to the Bible for answers, you find answers, okay? And that can be true. But you go to the Bible a lot of times because you've got questions on your mind, and so your brain is looking for answers to that stuff, and you find them because your brain is looking. It's the same thing, like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but when I was in school, at university, you know, college, it seemed like I'd take five classes and all my professors were talking about the same thing. Well, they weren't, but my brain was looking for, you know, it was interested in certain stuff, and so it was finding it wherever it looked. Same thing, I think, is when you listen to these meetings and if you're a nerd like me, you listen to these meetings and you think about the concerns that they're going through and you try to really solve these problems in your head or at least understand the parameters. And then you go out into the world and you look around. And my wife and I go biking all the time. And so we see all kinds of stuff. And we were in Destin several weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I wouldn't normally have noticed anything. Like, it wouldn't have stuck out to me. But I happened to notice there was this one little neighborhood. And by little, I mean it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it's 20 townhomes. They're duplexes, okay? 20 duplexes. It's on Cannon Street, which backs up against Airport Road. And if you're, which is one of the major east-west roads, if you're on Airport, you would never notice it. It's just hedges and a wall, okay? And if you're on Cannon, which is the main street going in front, you wouldn't really notice it either because they just look like houses. But I suddenly realized, I'm like, oh, these aren't houses. These are duplexes. And I'm like, well, why do they look so nice? Like, why does it look so different? And the reason is because they didn't have the garage and the driveway in front of the home. They had a long driveway that went to the back lot. And in the back, they had the garage. Now, that's not the first place that's ever done this. But what that did and what I immediately realized because I've been listening to these meetings is I'm like, oh, well, yeah, that's less lawn, but that's an enormous amount of parking off street because you've got the garage if you use it for that. And then you've got, I mean, probably room for like 8 cars. And if it's, I mean, well, if it's single, it's, you know, 4 cars at least deep. And so it creates an appearance that looks much nicer than typically a duplex or a townhome looks like. The parking is actually more than normal. Because it's, you know, as deep as the lot was, you could park a single file car. And I just kind of, it caught my attention because, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I've got some good architect friends. They're like, well, duh, Andrew, what I've been saying for years. Okay, I know. But it's just, it's the kind of thing where a problem could maybe be solved. I don't know if mandating parking in the rear is going to solve it, but you hear sometimes new developments, they talk about alleyways, right? So you park off the alley, off the back instead of off the front. That creates a completely different frontage for the way the homes look. You know, this is going to be a conversation when we talk about like OLF8 and how that gets developed. And, you know, homes look a certain way when the parking is out front, the garages are out front, and homes look a different way, even if they're compacted in together, if the parking is in the back. It just looks different and it solves the problem. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. I don't know whether somebody in the audience is going to be able to use that information somehow or other, but I found it fascinating to start to realize that what seemed like fairly easy things to solve at first glance become more complicated as soon as you look at all the parameters. You say, Why is this a problem? Well, it's a problem because it's a problem. Because all of the different factors that you have to take account of are not so easy to figure out. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to find a good realtor who's going to take good care of you and obviously get you the best price in either direction, whichever direction that is. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they do a fantastic job of this. And, you know, one of the things about her, then she's kind of surrounded herself with people who are like her about this, is I like to say like-hearted, you know, not like-minded, although that's true, but like-hearted, is people who are just willing to serve, willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done, and the extra little things that, you know, some people kind of think maybe, I don't have to do that, I'm a realtor, you know, like, and they're like, I get to do this, I'm a realtor, like, this is part of the job. Spackling the nail holes that are left in a house the day before closing, or solving the hurricane shutter issue that when the people, you know, left town, not through any neglect or whatever, they just failed to solve it, or it wasn't, they didn't realize the problem. The new people come in. Okay, we'll take care of that. And that's the point. It's those little things and knowledge of the process and knowledge of the market and 230 homes sold last year. Like, all of that stuff adds up together to be experts to really get you the service that you deserve. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Alabama Story, October 20th through the 29th. Inspired by the true events from 1959, as the Civil Rights Movement is brewing, a segregationist state senator and a no-nonsense state librarian clash over the content of a children's book. Meanwhile, a reunion of childhood friends, an African-American man, and a woman of white privilege provides a private counterpoint to the public events swirling in the state capitol. That's Alabama Story. Get tickets now at the PLT box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Lieutenant Dane.
Oh. Okay, okay, okay. Oh. Hey, I'm trying to get crumb.
Okay, I don't get a lot of opportunity to give credit to President Biden or the Biden administration or the Biden campaign, but I'm going to give him one piece of credit here. You ready for this? President Biden's campaign started a Truth Social account. And the picture that they used is that dark Brandon, that goofy, like, aviators picture of President Biden. And the first post that they put up on Truth Social, you know, Trump's social media site, the first posts were clips of Ron DeSantis criticizing Trump and Nikki Haley criticizing Trump. So they are trolling Trump on his social media site. And with the first comment was, well, let's see how this goes. Converts are welcome. They said in a post on Twitter, I'm not calling it X. I've decided I'm just going to keep calling it Twitter. Right. You know, make me. You know, they don't call them the Washington Redskins. You don't call them the Cleveland Indians. I'm going to go ahead and keep calling it Twitter. We just joined Truth Social mostly because we thought it would be very funny. It's good. I mean, follow us, the campaign said in a post on Twitter. Follow us there for truths and retruths or whatever they call them. they're trying to meet voters where they are, fight misinformation, have a little bit of fun. You know, there's not as much audience on Truth Social, 2 million versus on Facebook. You have 3 billion users. But OK, I mean, I thought that was pretty funny. You know, just credit where creativity credit is due. And obviously they got like 5,000 comments on their first post, most of them fairly negative. Aw, that's special. Jake has got our traffic on the fives.
Looking pretty good so far. We do have a report of some debris in the roadway, I-10 westbound near mile marker 52. There's something in the road there, so please use caution in that area. Everything else is checking in clear. We got a little bit of slowdown at the Tiger Point construction traffic zone right there in front of the public, so please use caution in that area as well. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I was trying to think what would be the comparable. It'd be like if Blue Origin opened a Twitter account and featured SpaceX mishaps or something, you know, or like self-driving car mishaps or something like that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a vote for the new Speaker of the House expected today. House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark confirms the vote on Representative Jim Jordan will happen, although it is still unclear if he has enough votes to secure that position. Former President Trump outlined some potential policy plans during a rally in Iowa yesterday. He was discussing recent events, of course, and Palestinian refugees. And he said they should not be allowed to enter the United States. He said if he were elected, his ban would also include anybody from Syria, Somalia, Yemen, or Libya. And the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission says artificial intelligence will almost certainly cause a financial crisis unless it's regulated. Gary Gensler tells the Financial Times that the change is difficult because most regulation targets individuals and institutions, not something broad like the use of artificial intelligence.
Interesting. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, this the Trump comments about not wanting people to come here. See, you already have a ban, longstanding ban, against members, like from the 30s, against members of communist or totalitarian parties are not allowed to come here. I didn't know that. I was kind of surprised, pleasantly, I guess, to find that. You now have Randy Fine, who is asking Governor DeSantis to expel people who go to these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas rallies. And by the way, there was like a Cornell University president who was out on the street the other day. That I don't, the audio is not all that good. I could play it for you, but it's not all that clear, where he basically was saying it was exhilarating to watch Hamas go in and behead children in Israel, I guess. And, you know, he feels no fear that that's going to come back on him. So I am very torn on this. I will tell you, I'm very torn on this because on the one hand, you know, it's disgusting the things that people believe. And for people to be out celebrating or demonstrating in favor of Hamas, I don't know how you have a country with the same people. I don't know how that's possible. But there's that stupid First Amendment, you know, and that allows and actually protects people in the expression of disgusting ideas. And I find there's something, especially around politics, you know, that's what it's supposed to protect the most. And so on the one hand, I don't want to share a country or a state with people who think that Hamas is the good guys. Also because there's something sort of vaguely threatening in that, because the kind of person who thinks Hamas is the good guy is the kind of person who might eventually act on that belief. Right? But until they act on that belief, as long as they're not engaging in terrorism, as long as they're not funneling money to terrorists, which is illegal, if they're only sort of philosophically waxing on the benefits of terrorism, I think that's protected speech. And I don't see expelling them from the state or preventing them from coming here. Now, there's a little bit different argument to be made about, you know, people coming here because they're not entitled to come here. But people who are here as long as they're here legally and or they were born here, they are allowed to be here. They are entitled to this. This is their right. So disagree with Randy Fine about this, though I despise anti-Semitism. I don't think it's the kind of thing you make illegal. I don't think it's the kind of thing that you, you know, basically deport people for Holocaust denial. Disgusting though that view is.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a vote planned this afternoon on a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's trying to lock up the votes.
Jordan spent the weekend speaking with dozens of holdouts, many of whom now say they intend to vote for the Judiciary Committee chairman. That list includes Alabama Republican Mike Rogers, an ally of ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Still, several House Republicans have indicated they intend to withhold support, at least on a first ballot.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden will be in Israel tomorrow.
This trip will make him the first head of state to visit Israel since Hamas launched their deadly attacks on October 7th. He'll then head to Jordan to meet with Arab leaders, including the Palestinian Authority president, about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Fox's Brooks Singen. There's a manhunt for four inmates who have broken out of jail in Macon, Georgia, out a damaged window through a cut in a fence. One of the escapees is a murder suspect. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 50 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Well, we are expecting a full vote to take place on the House floor today to determine whether Jim Jordan of Ohio will become the next Speaker of the House. Over the weekend, Congressman Matt Gaetz expressed some frustration at Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry, who gave Congress Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off after Jordan won the nomination.
My colleague Corey Mills came back from Israel, where he was engaging in harrowing rescues to be here to elect Jim Jordan for speaker. But what the swamp is trying to do, they're trying to delay a vote for Jim Jordan because they know he is not beholden to the lobbyists and special interests here.
Louisiana's Steve Scalise did initially win that nomination over Jordan last week. However, he did resign after it became obvious to him he wouldn't be able to get the 217 votes needed. Deputies in Okaloosa County investigating a shooting on Okaloosa Island over the weekend. Investigators say a man was shot multiple times outside of a business on Amberjack Drive. Deputies say two men got into an argument. One of them pulled a handgun, shot the other several times. The victim identified as a 43-year-old from out of state. He's expected to recover. A Pensacola teen will spend 25 years in jail for a double murder that happened during a drug deal gone bad. Hunter Carroll was 15 at the time when he shot and killed Natalie Greeno and David Purchase. According to the News Journal, Carroll, who's now 17, pleaded no contest to those shootings. Back in November of 2021, Carroll and 20-year-old Nathan Brown shot into the victim's car shortly after they arrived at Waycross and Stonewall. In August, Brown was sentenced to life in prison for his role in that incident. Well, in an effort to increase safety in our local schools, the Escambia School District is moving forward with the purchase of mobile weapon detectors. Those can be put up in the entrances of schools, auditoriums, or gymnasiums.
With OpenGate, you're not taking out cell phones, you're not taking keys out, you're passing through what would generally look like a metal detector, but now we're going to see whether you have weapons on you.
School safety specialist Kyle Kinzer, who talked with Channel 3, and according to OpenGate, this system weighs only 25 pounds, requires less than a minute to set up. This week is the neighborhood cleanup for Northwest Myrtle Grove. Items left on the curb will be picked up tomorrow. ECUA says items that are eligible for neighborhood cleanup include household appliances, electronics, yard waste, junk, bicycles, furniture, old mattresses, grills, household hazardous waste, and tires. Limit of 10 of those per household, though. Items that cannot be placed out: building materials, ammunition or explosives, auto parts, and 55-gallon drums of fluids. And again, that cleanup happening tomorrow, and the next neighborhood cleanup after that scheduled for the Ferry Pass neighborhood on October 25th. And Escambia County cutting the ribbon for that new multi-purpose facility over at Ashton-Brosnahan Park this week. The $2.7 million building will serve as an additional locker room for upcoming sporting events, including the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament that's set to start soon. The building also includes restroom facilities, showers, and open space that can be used and rented for events and meetings. The ribbon cutting happening tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. 6:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
There's a few things we're watching this morning. Crestview, I-10 westbound around mile marker 52. We got some debris in the roadway, so use some caution in that area. Also, I-10 and Avalon Boulevard, the on-ramps to I-10 there, we're showing a lot of congestion. I-10 northbound at Fairfield, the exit ramp there, there's a disabled semi blocking part of that ramp, so just use caution when you're going there. And in the Dogwood area, we just got this off of the text line, there's a brownout in Milton on Highway 89 from around Whiting Field all the way to Highway 90, they're saying. So just use caution in that area. If you have traffic tips, text them on in to 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sunny skies for today. We are going to have temperatures warming up near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. Slight warm up as we go into the middle of the week. Temperatures in the mid-70s, plenty of sunshine. 74 for Wednesday, 58 for Wednesday night. For Thursday, 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 50 in Pensacola, 49 in Gulf Breeze, and 47 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon says its fall Prime Days outpaced last year's event as discount-hungry consumers got an early jump on holiday shopping. Amazon says Prime members who pay $139 a year for fast shipping and other perks ordered more than 150 million items from third-party sellers last week, up from about 100 million items last year. It disclosed little else about the results, such as sales figures. The average spend per order during the Prime Days event was $53.47, down from Amazon's July Prime Day sales, but up slightly from last year's fall sale. China's semiconductor imports fell 14.6% in the first 9 months of the year compared with a year ago, as the country braces for a new round of U.S. tech export controls that the Biden administration will reportedly impose. The number of integrated circuits that China imported from January to September reached 355.9 billion units. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Ugh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're a 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Well, who are you?
pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
All right, this is your first chance to play our favorite legislative time game, where I tell you about a bill that's been filed in Tallahassee, and you have to guess whether it's a Democrat or Republican who filed it.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
Yes, this is a good one. This is good. And I will tell you in advance, they're mostly not that surprising, but still, you know, it's always a fun game to see how many you can get. Candy always loved this game, which means she hated it.
Well, she had a 50-50 shot. So.
All right, so here goes. HB 111, Termination of Pregnancies. Clarifying that penalties relating to the unlawful termination of pregnancy, abortion, do not apply to the pregnant woman who terminates the pregnancy. So it already is Florida law, but this would clarify that the woman herself cannot be charged. Is that a Democrat or a Republican?
Sounds Democratic.
It is a Democrat. Anna Eskamani, our favorite Democrat.
Ding.
One of our favorite
First
Democrats.
One.
So there you go. See, you're
Yay.
Off and running.
It's all downhill from
Another
here,
bill, HB 93, termination of pregnancies. Okay. The current is at, we got 15 weeks. This moves it to 12 weeks ban unless to save the mother's life or to prevent major physical risk to the woman in a non-psychological way. It adds an exception for rape or incest or human trafficking. Who would be this one, a Republican or a Democrat?
It sounds conservative to me.
Well, you know what? Let me check my notes here because... Yeah.
It had a little thing on the end there where I'm like, oh, okay.
I thought... I have it marked as a Republican, but right. Almost all of a sudden, I'm not sure. Fabian Basabe is the person, and he is a Republican. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so very good. They're 2-0 so far. Nice. It's going to be a boring game if you get them all right, but that's okay.
Okay.
SB 110, Price Controls. You currently have a prohibition on local municipalities creating price controls, rent controls. This would so it's a preempted thing. Only the state can do it. So, you know, Pensacola currently cannot implement rent control, okay, or price control on, say, the price of bread or whatever. This would repeal that provision and allow municipalities to impose rent controls and price controls if they wanted to, Republican or Democrat.
I'll say Republican because I think it's Democrat, and I just want to keep it interesting, but I would say Democratic. But
Democrat it is, Chef Jones.
Sorry.
That's right.
I'm going to be bad at this by being good.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a problem, but we'll live with it. It's a good problem to have. SB 106, acceptance of cash payments by businesses, mandating that all businesses accept cash payments unless there's a couple of exemptions, like if you're not there in person, you know, you're doing it over the internet. If it's a parking payment, you know, because parking payments, it's hard to transact cash for that. Or if there's a particularly high risk of counterfeiting in the area. But who wants to make it mandatory for businesses to accept cash, Democrats or Republicans?
Old-time Republicans?
Democrats. Chef Jones,
yeah.
Same guy. Yeah, I know that one could go either way, right? It could be a, well, hey, legal tender for all, or it could be poor people have cash more than credit, so it could go either way. Threatened or use of force. Use or threatened use of force, SB 96, repealing Stand Your Ground, restoring the requirement that if you're in a public space and you're threatened, if you can retreat, you must retreat, requiring you to basically run away, run away, run away, if you're able to run away. Who is this, Republican or Democrat?
That reeks of Democrats.
That is. The same guy, Chef Jones. That's exactly right. Well done. College applications. Prohibiting the Florida college system, institution, or state university from inquiring about somebody's race or ethnicity in a college application, also gender. So in the application, you can't have a checkbox for, you know, race or gender or ethnicity in the college application. Republican or Democrat?
Future people, Democrat.
Future people. That's right. Democrat. Chef Jones, same guy. He followed a lot of these early ones are like one guy follows all their bills. Okay. Let's see. Conversion of charter schools.
Wait, you mean there's an office somewhere where everybody has one person do kind of everybody's work for them?
No, there's typically what happens is people get their ideas together. They put them through bill vetting.
They did some work before that. He just files it all.
Yeah, okay, but some people like to file them all in group. Conversion of charter schools. HB 109 would allow a city to appeal to basically the people in order to convert a public school over into a city-run charter school. Cities can run charter schools only if they start them right now. This would allow you to take over a public school if enough parents actually vote for it. So it would kind of fix the gap that a city can operate a charter school, but they can only start them. They can't take them over. Republican or Democrat?
Legendary schools. I would say that's Democrat?
Republican, Alex Andrade. Mm-hmm. There you go. See, we got our first mistake, or second mistake. Sorry. Anyway. Cannabis offenses, SB 94.
I know nothing about any of this. Go to somebody else.
Perfect. Reducing criminal penalties for first, second, or third violation if it's less than 20 grams, making the drug sentencing more lenient.
Liberal. Yeah,
pick
Democrat.
A party, though. Democrat?
Democrat.
Yeah. That's right. Chef Jones again. Trees on residential property. Now, this is interesting because this one would have local implications. We've had longstanding, like, I think this might even be related to the Pensacola case with the tree up on, what street is that? Now, all of a sudden, Spring Street. But this has to do with who can decide that a tree can or can't be taken down, the city arborist or not. This repeals a provision related to tree pruning, trimming, or removal on such property. Basically, it de-preempts tree trimming. And I know that's complicated, but right now, tree trimming rules are kind of preempted to the state, and this would de-preempt it to allow the local municipality to do it. And I think this is in response to that Pensacola case. But in any case, who wants to allow more local control of tree trimming or protection of trees?
Republicans.
Democrat. Linda Stewart. I know. Close. Good shot. Last one for now. Well, actually, you know what? I got a couple more of these. Let's do traffic on the fives. We'll come back to this.
Oh, okay. We're still watching some debris in the roadway. Let me see. Where is this? This is Crestview, I-10 westbound near mile marker 52. We got some debris in the roadway. I-10 and Avalon Boulevard, the ramps going on to I-10, showing some congestion there. I-10 northbound at Fairfield, the exit ramp there has a semi blocking part of that ramp, so please use caution. There's also a brownout in Milton on Highway 89. Around Whiting Field going all the way to Highway 90. So the traffic lights will probably be blinking in that area. So please watch out. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When I say things like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus, you think of good quality cars, imports you pay a little extra to get because, you know, they're more exotic. You might think they're more reliable, higher end, whatever. You like the features. The point is not that, but when you have to service them, where do you go? And you might think, oh, man, I got to go to the dealership to take care of it. And if the dealership is in Mobile or Destin or somewhere else, and, you know, that's a drive, and then there's the expense of the dealership, and there's the time of getting there and all that. Or you can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. You do not have to go to the dealership. That's a common misconception. You do not have to go to the dealership. Take them to Bobby Likas. They can work on those cars, and they do work on them all the time. Diesel engines, a little bit different than the gas engines, and, you know, they'll work on any gas engine, obviously, but they will also work on diesel engines. You don't, again, have to take it to the dealership. Not everybody likes to deal with those, but they do, no problem. So whatever kind of car, domestic, import, gas, diesel, doesn't matter. Bobby Likas can work on it. Their philosophy is they want to see you for the little things, kind of like when the car is healthy, so that you can avoid having to bring it to them when it's sick, like when it's really, really got a problem. Ward off the big, expensive, inconvenient problems by seeing them for the less significant things, the routine preventative maintenance. The website is carclinicservice.com. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. All right, back to our game. We'll do a couple more of these just because I got a whole... This is the time of year when it's like they're not even thinking about my needs. In Tallahassee. They just file all these bills, and, you know, we don't have time to catch up to all of them, so, and sometimes it is kind of, there's too many to handle. And, by the way, we don't do all the bills. We just do the ones I think are interesting. SB 130, possession or use of a firearm in a sensitive location, would basically ban guns from all kinds of places. Any healthcare facility licensed by the state, hospital, nursing home, any building owned, leased, or operated by a governmental entity like a city or a county, any park, recreational facility, playgrounds, any place of worship or religious observation, any library, public playground, public zoo, the location of programs operated by government entities. And there is a long, long list of things. Any bar, any restaurant where alcohol is served, not just where it's primarily alcohol like it is now. Any site or facility where cannabis is sold. And notwithstanding any other law, a person may not possess a firearm in a sensitive location. So dramatically increasing the number of places you cannot take a concealed weapon or really take any weapon, Democrat or Republican?
That would be a Democrat.
Oh, yeah. This is Lori Burton. Yeah, super Democrat. Definitely Democrat. Crimes evidencing prejudice, SB 134. You have a list of hate crimes in the state. And by the way, I thought this was interesting. Already in law, gender and gender identity are listed categories. Sexual orientation is currently in there. The list currently is crimes based on race, color, ancestry, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, national origin, homeless status, or advanced age, currently in the law. adds gender or gender identity of any person of the victim, whole or in part. So not just entirely motivated by, but even partially motivated by, would classify as a hate crime, Democrat or Republican.
Got to be Democrat.
Yeah, Democrat, yeah. Lori Brown. I was surprised. I did not know. I just didn't realize sexual orientation is already listed as a hate crime statute in Florida, but it's wholly... I think the in part is the part that's added. So it's got to be completely motivated by anti-gay bias. State of Israel, a declaration of support, essentially, in support of the state of Israel, Democrat or Republican?
I would hope that would be bipartisan, but Republican?
It is actually Democrat. Catherine Waldron is the primary with five co-sponsors, all Democrats. But I'm with you. I assume this is going to wind up
who
being...
Who would vote against?
Right. It's going to be an everybody. Well,
there's
there are
two
some.
Or three in there.
Yeah, there are some. And finally, SB 136, minimum base salary for full-time classroom teachers. Current minimum, $47,500. This would raise it to $65,000 as a starting salary for all teachers in the entire state of Florida, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Democrat, Lori Berman.
Oh, yeah, we'll go.
So interesting.
Go, Lori.
We'll see how all this turns out. Love 650 that. Here on News Radio 92.3. That's our game for the day. How do you think you did?
I probably
figured you were hitting an A, at least a B, 85, 90%. So good job. Well done.
Not bad.
All right. I'm Andrew McKay.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above-normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your final weeks to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax, watch the sunset, and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm.
Put the load around me.
Hear the best in songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 358. The Florida average is 330. And Mississippi is 306. And California is 558. If you're in Navarre, 299 east and west at the Walmart. If you're in Midway, 298 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 319 in proper. 305 at the CEFCO in Milton. Same at the P Ridge Murphy, 309 going through Pace. These are the same prices they've been for a couple of days. On 9 Mile, 285 at the Walmart, 285 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and coming in from the southwest side, looks like 305 at either the Navy Murphy or the Shell on Cervantes. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with your lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 654, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey there, I see you. I mean, I wish I could. I wish I genuinely, like, one of the things I used to teach, and one of the things I loved about teaching is, you got to see people in the eye, you know, and they could talk back to you. And you could see, well, that joke worked, or that joke, no, that didn't work. You know, like, it's all this. Radio, the hardest thing for me was transitioning to the idea that I am, I'm talking to you, but I'm really talking to a wall. You know, like, I'm, not to insult you, Jake, but, you know, I'm, there's just not right? And so I miss that. I mean, I miss that. So I really do wish a lot of times I could just, you know, see you and say, hey, how you doing? And see your smiling, you know, shiny face and see you drinking your coffee and enjoying yourself. Anyway, 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. David is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, murders in the U.S. were down 6% for 2022. That's according to the latest crime statistics released by the FBI. The same report said violent crime decreased about 2% in 2022. Meanwhile, U.S. car thefts, though, were up 10%. Former president...
By the way, my wife keeps telling me about this car theft thing where, like, they steal them and ship them to, like, Africa. Like, I don't know. There's this whole thing in Canada where the cars, they steal them and put them on boats and ship them to Africa. And I had heard that, like, when we lived in Arizona, that same thing. They'd steal them and take them to, you know, to Mexico or whatever. But goodness, that has been a very, like, that's been a growing problem.
See, I've never heard about them getting, like, shipped across the ocean, but that's interesting.
Same. I just thought, wow, okay.
I'll have to look into that. Former President Donald Trump is expected back in court today for a civil fraud trial in Lower Manhattan. He's expected to hear testimony from his accountant and several real estate executives. And Andrew, science has finally tackled the important issue, I think. QRS Magazine is out with their annual fast food drive-through report, which analyzed average drive-through time speeds across the nation. And the survey says Taco Bell has the fastest drive-through lane. Hardee's and KFC took number 2 and 3, and coming in dead last on this report, but maybe not unsurprisingly, highest in customer satisfaction at the same time was Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so they're telling me Chick-fil-A is the slowest drive-thru?
The slowest drive-thru, but the highest customer satisfaction of all of them.
Okay, I don't want to call somebody a liar, but it doesn't seem likely to me. Because Chick-fil-A, in my opinion, is super efficient. Now, I don't go there a lot, so maybe it's not the way I perceive it to be. But
well, maybe it's that the demand is so high, the line is just 10 times longer.
Right. I think you've got to take into account how many people are driving through Taco Bell versus how many people are driving through the, you know, Chick-fil-A. But, okay, I mean, it does feel a little bit like, you know, hey, that sky you thought was blue, actually orange. Look again. Still think it's blue? Look again. It's orange. Like, no, I press X to doubt, as my son would say. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:57 on News Radio 92.3. Did we not do traffic yet? We were almost there, and I skipped you. I'm sorry,
it's
Jake.
Go
ahead.
Crestview, I-10 westbound, mile marker 52. We got some debris on the roadway. Use caution there. I-10 northbound at the Fairfield exit ramp. We have a disabled semi blocking part of that ramp. And the brownout in Milton on Highway 89 going all the way to Highway 90 has the traffic lights blinking, so please use caution there. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover, introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account that gives you cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm getting funny texts in related to this drive-through thing. One person said, you know, no, Chick-fil-A is definitely the slowest. Those dang Southerners can't move their behinds. Well, that might be more a regional thing than a behind. Right. Somebody else said they said a different one. Somebody else here is, well, did that study stop by the Taco Bell on Bayou? Takes forever, man. This is fake news. Everywhere's got their below averages, right? Everybody's got that going on. All right, 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news.
Future news. Let me see.
There we go.
Future news.
That's when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Interesting story out says that the Sinaloa cartel is apparently warning all of their members not to sell fentanyl anymore because of fear of retaliation, reprisal, or crackdown by the United States government, the Mexican government. Is it a ploy or is it real? Will they stop?
It's a ploy.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that they're like...
Optics.
You know, I think this is just buy them a little bit of time, make it, you know, disinformation, something like that. Let's see. Jim Jordan. Finally, we get a vote today, theoretically.
Yay
or nay? Is he going to be in?
Nay. I don't think he's got it.
I say yes. I'm going to be an optimist. I will kick the football one more time.
You are an eternal optimist.
I am Charlie Brown over and over and over again. Will we be expelling Floridians who express support for Hamas or terrorism? Will that be happening?
Yes, we should.
Interesting.
Get out of here.
I'm going to say no.
We can't, but I mean,
even though Randy Fine says yes, and even though Trump says yes, and I think DeSantis is the lawyer, is going to be like, yeah, First Amendment. You know, it's kind of not something we can do. Rangers ahead by 2 over the Astros. Are they going to win the series?
Yeah.
I like the Rangers. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Make up for 2011. Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.